every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:22, we're joined on the line by the CEO of Time Bank, Sandile Shabalala. And of course, yesterday, officially launching themselves into South Africa's banking sector. It's been quite an interesting one. You'll remember not so long ago, we indeed did do a timing on Time Bank's opening of bank accounts and how long that took. Tash did it while I spoke to the CEO at the time. It took around 3 minutes and 27 seconds, you said. So quite an interesting one there. So let's chat to the CEO now. So some ambitious tasks. You're eyeing the 21 million clients in South Africa who aren't banked, and you say that by 2022 you could break even if you attract just 2.1 million transactional banking customers and lend to at least 6% of that base. How attainable is Mr. Shabalal?
Good morning. We believe that is quite possible. You know, if, for us to be sitting as we speak today at 80,000 customers, even before we launched the bank, it really is a testament that people are sort of really liking the proposition that we have out there in the market. You would easily understand that right now we only have a transactional sort of banking offering,
yeah,
as well as a savings offering that is linked to the transactional banking. So there's quite a lot of interest from the South African public on the proposition. So we're quite hopeful that these numbers are possible.
Yeah, at some point, though, it is going to slow down in terms of how quickly people get on board. How do you deal with that part within the metrics and within the mix? Because, yes, you've currently got onboarding kiosks, right, at the likes of Pick and Pay and Boxer stores. But in order to get scale, you're going to have to go into a whole lot more, aren't you?
Absolutely. As I said, we just sort of launched with our first product right now. We will be getting into lending a little bit later on. I think we're starting the pilot in the second half of the year. So possibly we'll get into full lending by early next year. We still have other propositions that we want to bring to the market. I think yesterday we spoke also about getting into the SME market as well. So there's quite a lot that we still have to do to attract even more customers to come and bank with us.
I want to talk about that SME segment in a moment, but first let's start off with that unbanked sort of customer we've just spoken about, of course, getting into more areas outside of just the Pick and Pay and Boxer stores. The simplicity of banking and the issue for some of those unbanked people is that they fear that their money just keeps going away when they do banking. How do you differentiate that? How do you tell that message? How do you come across to those sort of people and say to them, you know, the reason you need this bank is for the safekeeping, or, you know, for their reasons, in order to grow their money, in order to become part of South Africa's formal economy? How do you translate that message effectively to rural South Africa, which is also a part of the people you're trying to aim at?
Well, if you look in terms of our proposition, I think this is the key differentiator as well, is that the biggest focus of our proposition is around financial education. So every product that we have out there in the market will have some element of trying to educate the consumer there in terms of how they become responsible in terms of managing their finances. Just taking it firstly, what we've launched with, there is a transactional banking account, which is the most affordable banking account in the country right now, 50% cheaper than the current lowest price incumbent. So, and again, with a very simple pricing structure, which is 2 rand, 4 rand, and 8 rand. The maximum that you can pay for is 8 rand. That's if you want to withdraw money from the ATM, which we will obviously discourage our customers from doing that. We would want them to actually go and withdraw their money from Pick and Pay, and so where they can get their money for free. And this is the thing that these are the things that we're going to focus on. Obviously, watching the customer behavior and communicating with them immediately after we see them sort of doing things that are not in their best interest, and try and nudge them to do things that are responsible for them to be able to manage their money in a disciplined way. So that's what we're going to be focusing on.
Yeah. Look, you have a hard task of fighting off the likes of FNB for that SME space. How do you think you can do it better?
Well, if you think about the SME segment, you probably would have some idea that I come from that environment. So this is the segment that I have the most passion for, because I do believe that it is really the backbone for every growing economy. My sense is that there is a lot that still needs to be done in the SME segment. The fact that we've chosen this SME segment and the consumer segment, we believe that these are the segments in this country that are extremely underserved. SMEs are not very well understood. We haven't designed products and solutions that actually solve some of their problems. We are continually sort of ask them for things that they can't produce. And we need to be figuring out in terms of how do we facilitate a proposition that understands basically where the SMEs are, encourage them to grow, and create connection points within the value chain that helps those SMEs to grow without necessarily putting any burdens in terms of their growth path. And these are the things that we're going to be focusing on, just to make sure that we speak the language of the SME, we connect the value chain, and we allow them to grow within that environment.
How soon do you plan on attacking that space, if I can call it that?
So this is the last part of the proposition that we will be bringing into the market. So we're going to be starting late this year with a very simple offering in terms of SMEs, which will really just deal initially with just sole props. But we aim to actually then next year to bring more solutions to that environment. We've got some really exciting stuff that we're working on the SME, some stuff that hasn't been seen in this market in terms of just bringing product solutions to the SME in a way that is very differentiating. So, I can't give you more about that, but as we've done with the consumer segment, we really aim also to disrupt how SMEs are serviced in this country when we launch that proposition fully.
Yeah, you're also planning to offer credit cards and unsecured term loans as well in the near future. Does that not disrupt the business in some way? Because that may in itself bring about the bad books, the bad debt. It is a segment of the market that is considered to be perhaps at a higher risk of defaulting. How do you plan on mitigating that sort of issue within that segment of your market?
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Ravi. I think this is the one thing that we are very sort of conscious of, to make sure that when we get into that segment, we do lending in a very responsible way. I spoke earlier on about, the challenge that we've set for ourselves in terms of customer education and making sure that customers are educated deeply about these products and they consume these products in a very responsible way. So you will find that as we get into those into that segment and that product offering, that there's going to be a lot more emphasis that we're going to be bringing to the market around how people should actually be consuming these products. I think there's been a lot of issues around how personal loans have been handled in this country, and we want to change that. We want to sort of create a whole lot of transparency around how people consume these products and make sure that people are not sort of put in worse of positions than they need to be as they consume these products. So there's a lot more that we're going to be bringing there as well in terms of disrupting that market and making sure that consumers are educated. Yeah. And they learn the best ways of managing their finances. Using that product.
Mr. Shabalala, all the best to you. Really hope to continue to look out for the story, and all the best of luck for any sort of success as well as you continue this part of your business. That's Sandile Shabalala, the CEO of Time Bank, as of course launch officially into South Africa's banking sector. 7:31, your news headlines.